So Donald Trump's massive immigration raids today were a colossal failure. I know this because I have sources on the front line, and I'm going to tell you everything that I know. If you don't know who I am, I'm CFH Unfiltered. I'm a combat veteran and former sniper, and speaking out against injustices are my way of continuing to serve my country. Don't forget to follow me on the other socials. Let's get started. So one of my sources sent me an email the other day of a memorandum. I'm going to put that on the screen, pause to read. Basically, what this memorandum is saying is that the federal government has all hands on deck. They are stopping most federal law enforcement's current tasks, and they are all tasked with rounding up poor brown people, right? I mean, that's basically what it is. So this includes the Department of Homeland Security, U.S. Marshals, the DEA, the ATF, the FBI, Department of Justice, and of course, ICE. So that means that those federal departments are no longer looking for, I don't know, fucking terrorists, and they are rounding up poor farm workers. So just keep that in mind. All hands are on deck right now. And today, the massive raid started, and they did not hit their daily quota. Fucking hilarious. What a waste of time. And here's some quotes from a few of my sources. I personally didn't arrest anyone today, LOL. Sat outside for 12 fucking hours, though. It was an insane waste of resources. I guess I have to drop all my actual criminal investigations to do this nonsense. You have no idea. We just sat out there. It's hard to determine how many federal officers did these raids, but talking with all of my sources, it's estimated between 5,000 and 10,000 people that are no longer working at the ATF, the FBI, Department of Homeland Security, and they're working on rounding up poor brown farm workers, right? And they didn't even hit their quota. They, out of 5,000 to 10,000 officers that are on duty doing these raids right now, they only arrested 1,000 fucking people. Now, you got to understand that these officers are getting paid roughly $100,000 a year to do this, plus all of the resources. This is an insane, insane waste of time and money. And that is the sentiment among the people on the ground level as well. Don't forget to follow me if you like this kind of content.